Hello and welcome to Simply Save from Money Control, a weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. Now, many health insurance policyholders of late have complained about massive hikes in their renewal premiums. While a marginal increase was indeed expected post the implementation of the insurance regulators' standardization of exclusion guidelines from October 1st, the quantum of hikes has taken many by surprise. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, on its part, has clarified that premium hike due to these norms has not exceeded 5%, which is in line with its guidelines. Only 5 products approved up to November 30th have seen their premiums go up by more than 5%, and that is based on their incurred claim ratios according to the IRDAI. Essentially, this implies that premiums in case of these products saw a spike due to these non-life insurers' adverse claim experience. But it's a fact, however, that many policyholders have seen their health cover premium shoot up drastically. So what are the reasons why your premiums can go up? And what can you as a policyholder do if your premium shoot up beyond a point? To find answers to these questions, we have with us today Amit Chhabra, Head Health Insurance with PolicyBazaar.com. Hi Amit, welcome to the show.
Thank you Preeti, always a pleasure.
So Amit, the insurance regulator, IRDAI, last week issued a statement saying that insurance premiums have not risen by more than 5% because of standardization of exclusion guidelines. So, but the fact is that many policyholders after renewal since October 1st, 2020 have reported exorbitant premium hikes of over 80 to 100% in some cases. So how do you read the current situation of increased rates in this context?
Sure. So, see, I will just give some context to the listeners on this. See, premiums can increase because of three reasons, pretty much. So, premiums can increase with age. This is something which is, you know, organic in nature, happens from time to time for all customers. And this is something that is known to all customers also when they buy a policy. Typically, there are age slabs, which means, let's say, if there are five-year age slabs, in which is the case in most policies, then what happens is after every 5 years, premiums increase. So let's take an example. I am 30-year-old right now, so premiums will increase, will stay constant till I turn 35. Then at 35, premiums will again change, and they will stay constant from 35 to 40. And then again from 40 to 45, and then 45 to 50, and so on and so forth. So premium, there are premium slabs which are predefined, and how much the premium will be in every slab is also predefined. So it is not something which, you know, catches customers unaware. So it is already, you know, it is based on the prices that have already been filed by the insurance company, and premiums increase because of that. This is 90% of the reasons why premiums increase. But typically the premium increase is not very high. So I'll come to numbers also as we move forward. That's one. This is the biggest reason. Then there can be other reasons also. So like whenever a product is refiled by an insurance company, or, you know, they've refreshed the product and they've refiled it again, and they've come in with new features or benefits for the customers, there also the regulator allows for premium increase. This is a once in a 3 to 5 year scenario. It does not happen very frequently. And second, this can only be done by the prior approval of the regulator, which the regulator, you know, being a very customer pro regulator, and we must commend the regulator for that, they don't allow premium hikes that easily. In fact, a lot of times when insurers go to the regulator to increase prices, they are denied. So it's very rare that premium increases actually happen. So this is the second reason. This typically, you know, constitutes about, you know, 5-7% of the premium increase that typically happens, because this is very rare and this happens only once in 3 to 5 years. Then there's a third reason, which is very inorganic in nature, which is very sort of once in a blue moon, like the standardization change that has come out, which basically means that, there is something inorganic that has happened and regulator has allowed everybody to increase prices. But there is a maximum cap to it. This is what the regulator, the notification that has come out clearly says, that the regulator has only allowed a price hike of up to 5%. And there are numbers also. There are the 388 products which have been approved by the regulator have a price hike of 5% or less. In fact, there are a lot of products in there which have zero price hikes also. There are very few products. I think there are only 5 products or so which have been approved with a price hike more than 5%. So it's a very, very small number. The where I'm coming from is, see, you have to understand, there is price hike which is happening, but the extent of that is very, very low. So, and for that we looked at Policy Bazaar data also to understand what is the price hike that people are seeing on a year-on-year basis. So what our data suggests is about 1/4 of customers, about 25% of customers, they have seen no price hike at all from last year to this year.
Okay.
About 50% of the customers, which is, you know, which is half of the rest, half of the total customer base, they see a price hike of less than 5% on their premium, less than 5 to 10% of their premium. Now, as you move forward, the percentage has become very, very small. So we were talking about 50% price increase or more. Only about 1.3% of customers had a price hike of more than 50%. So it is very, very rare that such a large price hike actually happens. Now there are 2-3 caveats to this, which I will call out again because they are important for the listeners to understand and appreciate. What I'm talking about is actually the retail products, the retail individual products that customers buy from insurance companies or from intermediaries like Policy Bazaar. There is another class of products which a lot of people buy, and typically a lot of senior citizens have historically bought that. That's the group products that you buy, that you can buy from banks. Say, let's say somebody is buying from, you know, any of the private sector banks or even public sector banks. As a bank account holder, they do sell insurance products to you. Now, these insurance products are called group health insurance products, which are typically, you know, which are bought a lot actually by, you know, typical senior citizens, because they are the ones who are very comfortable with their bank managers and so on and so forth. Now, these group products actually see very little, you know, control over price compared to retail products. So actually, there, the prices can change very frequently, and, you know, they can change to a large amount also. The regulation there is fairly limited compared to the regulation that there is in the retail products. So where I'm coming from is, I think we are seeing a lot of noise out there. A lot of customers are complaining that my health insurance premiums have increased. What we must understand from them, you know, is what kind of products they had, which product they had, and how much price tag did they actually see.
So Amit, on social media, we have seen complaints from several retail customers. People with retail health insurance policies who say that their premiums have, their renewal premiums are exorbitant. So is it possible that overall hikes across categories could be under 5% as the IRDAI says, but these are disproportionately higher for older age groups, assuming of course that the younger ones did not see much of a hike? Is it possible at all?
So that is very, very difficult, you know, that is such a large price hike will happen for these customers. I think what's happening is the people who've seen a very large price hike are escalating right now, and that's why we see that on social media. But what you have to appreciate it, if you actually, you know, dig deep into that and look at how many such customers are there, it's less than 1% of the total customers who've seen such a large price increase.
Okay.
So while yes, you're right. I think there are some people who are escalating, and I think they are right in their, you know, this thing also. But what you have to ask two questions. So I'll give an example of one of the bigger examples that we are seeing, because our customers also come to us and they do also, you know, raise this concern around premium hikes. So one of the concerns that we got was, so, you know, where premiums have increased substantially, and when I say substantially, is like 100% or more, is for one of the insurance companies which has refiled their product very, very recently. So they have actually shut down their previous product, and they are now migrating all the customers to another of their health insurance products. Now, again, so just to give you some context on that, this product which has now been, sort of refiled, and now customers are being moved to the new product, this product had not been refiled for almost 8 years. So because of that, the market price of this product, which the customers were paying, was substantially lower compared to what was being paid in any other company, you know, in any other comparable product of that similar set of feature set and for that age group. So actually that product was grossly underpriced. So as a result, eventually the insurance company had to, you know, somewhere make that price correction.
Right.
And while, you know, customers do feel the pain, so let's say you were paying 20,000 rupees till now, suddenly what you realize is all the existing products for, let's take an example, for a 60-year-old couple, all the existing products are at 40,000 rupees and you are paying, let's say, 20,000 rupees per annum, you will obviously feel the pinch, right? But what you have to appreciate is that, you know, that 20,000 is actually not the right price. The right price was always 40,000. You were just paying a lower price for the last so many years because the product was you know, grossly underpriced. There is actually no, there has been no forceful price increase at all. Customers must understand that, one, the regulator is very, very closely guarding all price increases. It just does not allow any price increases at all. You know, it has to be very, very justified and very, very necessary. Only then price hikes actually are approved by the regulator. So while there would be some, as I said, very, very few, less than 1%, large price increases, but they will be very far and few, and customers need not worry because majority of the people, you know, 99% of the people don't see such large price increases at all.
Okay. But what can policyholders, especially senior citizens, who've been paying their premiums throughout, let's say, 10 years or more, what can they do when they are faced with steep hikes, prohibitive hikes, in fact, when they need it the most? When they need the policy the most?
See, two things. There have been a lot of efforts taken to make health insurance more affordable. So, as an example, earlier, when you had to buy a policy, you had to pay the entire premium in one go. You didn't have to, so let's say if the premium is 40,000 rupees, continue the same example, you had to pay the entire 40,000 rupees in one shot at the time of buying or renewing the policy. Now, what has happened is the regulator has clearly asked all the insurance companies to come up with a monthly mode of payment, which essentially is an EMI option available for customers. So now what happens is if a customer buys a policy on the monthly payment mode, then instead of paying 40,000 rupees in one go, they actually pay some 3,500 rupees odd every month. So the total outlay for the customer has become a lot less. And what that means is the policies have become a lot more affordable. So that is one way to make sure that you're able to afford the health insurance policies. There are other options also. So for example, you can always, if you want, you can always lower the sum insured, although it's not advisable, to be honest. But if somebody wants to lower the premium, there are options to lower the sum insured so that the premium comes down. But to be very honest, in the current times, where COVID and there are a lot of other things that are happening to people, it is not really advisable to lower the sum insured. What everybody and specifically senior citizens must understand is that health insurance for them still continues to be a very, very affordable product in India. And India is one of the most underpriced health insurance markets. So health insurance, if you compare to, let's say, the US or UK or Singapore or any of the large markets, India is actually one of the least priced health insurance markets. So health insurance is the cheapest in India compared to any other economy in the world, obviously adjusted for the healthcare costs. So that way, health insurance is still a lot cheaper in India compared to anywhere else.
But what if the premium, let's say, exceeds 15-20% of the sum assured? At that stage, should policyholders then look at terminating the policy and look elsewhere, look at alternative arrangements?
It never does, to be honest. 15 to 20% is a very large number. Mm-hmm. I'll take an example. Take my personal example. My parents, who are about 67 and 63, and they have pre-existing diseases also. So one of them has thyroid, and one of them has some heart problems. So not the healthiest of policyholders. Their premium is about 70,000 rupees for a 10 lakh rupees sum insured policy. So it's 7%.
Okay.
So it never becomes, to be honest, and this is, I'm talking about a feature-loaded policy for them. It's one of the most expensive policies that there are. So it never ever becomes, 15 to 20%. That's a very high number.
Okay. But if it does, what would be the cutoff according to you? At what stage should they look at terminating the policy?
See, I think, in general, if it's less than 10%, it is absolutely okay because that's where the claims, percentage lies for the elderly.
Nice.
At an overall level, the claims frequency ends up being at about 4-5%. But obviously, younger people claim less and senior citizens claim more. So if you're below 10%, I think that's absolutely fair. And to be honest, if there is a, you know, if you ever think that that there's a price hike which seems very, very out of place, then a customer definitely should look at options to port. So they must look at, you know, they must definitely come out in the market again and look for what else are the options available to for them to port to a different policy which is cheaper. And there are definitely options available all the time. So those can definitely be considered.
Okay. So for example, senior citizen policies, is this dedicated senior citizen policies, would they be cheaper than regular cover if at all somebody is caught in such a situation?
Yes, yes. See, that those options are always available, but they come with their own features or lack of features. Like I'll continue the same example. The policy for my parents, which I bought for about 70,000 rupees, there is an option to for me to actually migrate that to 35,000 rupee policy also. The problem is that policy comes with co-payments and sublimits.
Okay.
So like in that case, if I migrate, then the incoming policy will have a co-payment of 30%, which is a fairly large number, right? Which means if there is a claim of 1 lakh rupees, 30,000 will have to be paid by the customer. So it's a trade-off. You know, you can actually look to lower the costs by moving into some of the cheaper, more low-cost policies. But just a piece of caution for everybody, make sure that you understand the features and benefits and co-payments and restrictions there, because you know that becomes very, very critical in that case. So like in this case that I was taking, I'm okay paying 70,000 versus 35,000, but what I don't want is I don't want a co-payment or a sublimit like room rent capping, because that increases the out-of-pocket expenses to a very large amount.
Right. And Amit, finally, the IRDAI has cited high incurred claims ratios for 5% hikes in the minority of cases. So, from a customer's point of view, is this parameter worth keeping track of to ascertain whether the insurer will hike rates later?
I think it can be looked at. Yes, definitely. But you know, as an individual customer, it might not be you know easy to track that data and to be able to track and analyze at that level. See, I'll again reiterate that point. The regulator in India is very, very customer pro. They always keep the customer interest first, far ahead of, you know, anybody else's interest, which is how a regulator should be. So I think they're doing a great job that way. I think customers need to be almost, you know, be rest assured that their interests will always be taken care of, and any unnecessary price hike will never even be approved for it to come to the customer. But again, one caveat here, all of this I'm talking about is from a retail individual policies perspective. If you own, you know, one of the group policies that you buy from a bank or from anywhere else, there the regulation is relatively less. So there you're actually, you know, you do stand at a risk of increase in premiums, you know, as you go forward. So there customers need to be very, very cautious.
All right, Amit. Thanks a lot for being on the show and thanks a lot for all the insights. I'm sure our listeners will find them useful.
With that, it is a wrap of this episode of Simply Save. If you have any suggestions or feedback, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.